Good morning. It is Friday. We've made it. It's April 12th. Here's what we're working on. The federal government unveils a list of measures to help Canadians buy their first home.
Toronto's Gardiner Expressway is about to be reduced to two lanes in both directions for a three-year rehabilitation project. Oh, boy.
And Taylor Swift's music is back on TikTok. And wow, is it ever a rainy Friday and foggy. Up on the mountain, can hardly see anything.
Yeah, it's really difficult coming in this morning. Not only the rain, the splashing, the tires, the spray, but the fog reducing visibility as well. We have not one, not two, but three special statements for Hamilton area talking about, one is a rainfall warning. We could get up to 50 millimeters by the time
more.
Well, 50 millimeters in total.
In total.
We had 25 millimeters yesterday alone. Never mind what we'll get today, tonight, and into the early part of the day tomorrow. We also have a fog advisory in effect, and we have a special weather statement talking about the amount of wind that we're going to get as the cold front goes through. Now, the temperature has been doing some really strange things. Yesterday, we sat about 7 degrees for the day yesterday. Temperature at the moment has climbed to 13, so the warm air is really pushed in, but the winds are going to shift around. The temperature is going to fall to 7 by later on today, and that rain will continue for the day into tonight, taper off to some showers tomorrow. But, oh, the wetness continues. And you can see here, looking at our exclusive camera, the 403 and Waterdown Road, there is not a lot to see traffic-wise, but it's really wet this morning. To some MTO traffic cameras, Nikola Tesla Boulevard, there's no volume there at all. You can see the spray coming off the tires. That's what you're going to get is when you head onto the highways this morning. Reduced visibility. It's a little bit slow here at Bronte Road. Do have a word, just getting word in of a collision coming down the Ancaster Hill right at Aberdeen. So you're coming, down to Main Street, Aberdeen, the left lane and the left shoulder and the right shoulder are blocked with a collision there. Don't have the camera right there at the moment. We'll look at weather and traffic coming up for you in detail right now, the news.
Okay, mortgage changes are coming to Canada, designed to help first-time buyers get into the housing market. Simone Gavros joins us with more in Waterdown this morning, where it's raining very hard.
Hi, good morning, Annette. Well, yesterday, Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland made the announcement that the government will be allowing first-time home buyers to repay their mortgage in 30 years rather than 25 years, which is what the longest repayment period sits at now. Now, this would apply to newly built homes and condos in the country. That's what this announcement included. And the announcement says that these extra 5 years will allow more young Canadians to afford a monthly mortgage payment. Now, according to a TD mortgage calculator, if you had a $1,000 mortgage with a 5-year fixed rate of 5.6%, your monthly payments over 25 years would be about $616. But over 30 years, your monthly payment would drop to $570. Now, some advocates praise the decision, but say that more needs to be done to help all Canadians. Freeland also announced that the government will nearly double the amount of money a first-time homebuyer can withdraw from an RRSP to help with a down payment. It will now go from $35,000 up to $60,000 on April 16th, which is also the day the federal budget will be released. Now, Freeland says that this adjustment will go into effect on August 1st for first-time homebuyers. But for now, Tim, I'll send things back to you.
All right, thanks, Simone. Well, let's stay with housing because during a visit to Kitchener to give the city $14 million to build new homes, Premier Doug Ford accused the Bank of Canada of gouging Canadians. The Premier's latest attack on the bank follows its decision to keep interest rates where they are instead of lowering them. Now, Ford says the rates are not helping and that it's raising the cost of living, mortgages, and rent. At the same time, the Premier vowed to keep his promise made back in September of delivering new detached homes in Ontario for less than $500,000. So despite research showing the average Ontario home now costing around $870,000, Ford says he can build 1,600 square foot homes with finished basements, backyards, and driveways for under $500,000.
Burlington Mayor Marianne Mead Ward is handing over some of her strong mayor powers that Premier Doug Ford gave all mayors who agreed to meet the province's housing targets. In an open letter, Mead Ward says she's giving up some of those powers after council unanimously asked her to. Other mayors, like Matt Sisko in St. Catharines, has handed over his strong mayor powers, while Hamilton Mayor Andrea Horvath is using hers to push through an affordable housing development in Stony Creek. A woman who was shot in the heart is expected to be cross-examined today at a murder trial in Hamilton. A young couple, Oliver Carafa and Lucy Lai, is accused of shooting her and killing her partner, Tyler Pratt, in a Stony Creek parking lot before fleeing to Europe in 2021. The woman who was shot, Jordan Romano, testified that Pratt and Carafa were introduced by a mutual friend, and they went into business together, selling personal protective equipment to hospitals in Europe. The couple invested $470,000 into Carafa's PPE business. Romano says it wasn't a secret that Pratt made his money by selling cocaine. She says there was a problem, though, when they started asking for their investment back and for the profits to be paid. The court has heard that Carafa was having trouble getting the money into Canada. And so she and Romano had signed a fraudulent insurance policy for $1.5 million to help transfer the funds. She says she alleges that Lee created the policy through her mother's company. Romano expected to receive the money and finalize the policy on March 1st. That's the day after the pair was shot. Well, officials in Hamilton warn a deadly drug may be circulating through the city. Police and public health put out a warning after more than 2,000 pills were seized by Hamilton police being passed off to drug buyers as the prescription opioid OxyContin. After testing from Health Canada, the pills were found to contain an opioid that is highly dangerous and significantly more potent even than fentanyl. The pills are found to contain benzimidazole, which is also known as natazine. Police say the pills are stamped with the letters TCE and they look like OxyContin.
Sportsline time. And you don't have to be a Leaf fan, hockey fan, heck, a sports fan, not to appreciate what Austin Matthews is doing on the ice this season for the Maple Leafs. He scores every day and he's on some kind of a run on a quest to reach the elusive 70 goal mark.
Brody sends it into the corner, knocked out, chance, scores! Austin Matthews, 67, and he's gone past Dave Keon on the all-time Leaf list.
He's also setting records every night, now past Dave Keon, Leaf great, into third on the all-time Leaf goal list with 366 in 8 seasons. Number 67 this season. The Leafs face New Jersey for the second straight night. Nice setup from his new linemates, Max Domi. The two have been clicking beautifully as of late. And Austin now has goals in 7 straight games, but he wasn't done. Leafs down 1 in the second. Domi sets him up again. There's number 68. 77th time he's scored twice in a game. Now 2 goals away from 70, which hasn't happened in over 30 years. He has 3 games to do it. Leafs would end up actually losing this game 6-5 and a late goal by Jesper Pratt. Ilya Samsonov, tough night. Now with 6 goals and 20 shots. Red Wings in town tomorrow, and they were fighting for their playoff lives in Pittsburgh.
Crosby's out there. He's got the puck. Carlson loads up. Shot scores!
Speaking of greats, what a thrilling race for the final wildcard spots. And Sidney Crosby and his Penguins, we all thought that they were done, but Sid has put the team on his back in Detroit last night, set up Erik Karlsson, actually this one was in Pittsburgh against Detroit, for the OT winner, part of a 3-point night for number 87. He has now reached 1,000 assists in his Hall of Fame career. The 6-5 win also puts the Pens into that final wildcard spot, leapfrogging over Washington, who lost in Buff. 3 teams sit a point back, including Detroit, who, as I mentioned, will be in the T-dot tomorrow for hockey night.
Pucks looser, Dakhne now, feeding it ahead, Renata Fast at the lane, Fast out wide, driving on Soderberg, and she scores! Renata Fast opens the scoring against Sweden.
Yeah, how about Renata Fast at the Women's World Hockey Championships from Utica, New York? The Burlington native would open the scoring against Sweden in the quarterfinals as Canada had their eyes set on another match with the States in the finals, but she wasn't done there. The defenseman would have her second of the night, a beauty point shot there, Fast. First time she's scored twice for Canada. all part of a dominating 5-1 win over the Swedes. So off to the semis they go to face Czechia on Saturday, while the States will battle Finland in the other semi. Off to the Masters from Augusta National for the biggest golf tourney of the year, and where Mother Nature did not cooperate in the first round, delaying the start because of rain. But when things got going, Bryson DeChambeau, one of 13 LIV golfers in the field, led the charge as he shot a blistering 7 under 65 to sit atop the leaderboard. World number one, Scottie Scheffler, who won the Masters 2 years ago in 2022, right on his heels. He is such a cool customer. He shot a 6 under 66, a shot back. What about Tiger Woods, y'all? Well, he got a late start because of the delay, but he actually looked pretty good. Not playing for a while. He shot a 1 under before darkness entered his round at number 14, so he will have to play 23 holes today. Four Canadians in the field, no surprise for the best of the bunch. That would be Listowel's Corey Connors, as he always plays so well at Augusta. Wonderful tee shot on 6, sets up a birdie. He would finish 2 under, 5 shots back. Action gets underway this morning at 8 o'clock.
All right, we've already got some action on the roads this morning. It's 6:11 on this Friday. Hey, there's some good news. You can see the 403 and Waterdown Road area is doing fine. But if we can show the other exclusive camera that we have, this shows the looking toward Aberdeen. Now, coming down the Ancaster Hill, I can just make out some flashing lights in amongst the trees there. We have a collision. So now we've got two lanes blocked with the shoulders blocked as well. A collision there coming down the Ancaster Hill. It is really causing a backlog all the way back to the link, so it is slow going coming down from Ancaster toward Hamilton. That's our exclusive camera, as you can see there, right at Main Street West. So that's the one problem that we have. Otherwise, we still have the construction lingering on the 405 ramp from the QEW, but no volume. Nikola Tesla Boulevard all the way through west of Brant Street. Everything's moving. Visibility is poor because of the spray coming off the tires. There is even some fog patches around. And the QEW 427 Gardner combination with the QEW, that's moving okay so far. Look at the temperature that we have at the moment. Consider we sat around 7 degrees all day yesterday. 13 right now. That temperature just jumped a couple of degrees this past hour. The winds are from the south. The relative humidity is up there at 100%. The fog warning has now ended because the temperature's gone up and the air can now, being warmer, can absorb more moisture. But the temperature today is going to drop to 7 degrees as that wind picks up from the southwest. So rain continuing for the day today. Here's a look at the rain over the past 6 hours. The rain, of course, is the green, the yellows, some heavier downpours in there. It's a large low pressure system moving its way toward the north, dragging in the milder air now, but later on the temperatures will fall as we get some chillier air starting to push in, and then more precipitation as we get into Sunday. So today, temperatures will fall to these values by later on, 6, 7, 8, even 9 for parts of Peel and Toronto. But another wet day today, the showers tonight, and windy. The wind shift around tonight. Temperatures really plummet, 2, 3, and 4 degrees. The winds could gust 70 and 80 kilometers an hour from the northwest. And those winds stay strong again tomorrow, but at least we'll hit double digits, 10, 11 degrees, showers in the morning, and then a bit of clearing as the day goes on into the afternoon. So out the door this morning, there are some fog patches, light rain, temperature right now 13. Long range coming up, Annette, Tim.
Okay, let's check in with Emily to see what she's got coming up on Chit Chat.
Good morning. Well, Taylor Swift's music is now back on TikTok.
Thank you.
I know, my daughter is thrilled. We'll talk a little bit more about that. And we will take a look at the final trailer of Ryan Reynolds' If. It's all about imaginary friends.
Yes. Hilarious. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. When does that come out? Is that soon?
May.
Oh.
Yes, well, yeah, kind of soon. I mean, the first time we talked about it, it seemed like forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one celebrity, and it's not me, works out in leather pants. We'll tell you who that is.
Okay.
Okay, mine are plastic. They're not leather, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah, pleather, leather, all the same thing.
Yeah, what, it all makes the same sound on our couch.
And I bet you on like a bench press or something that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh,
yeah.
what's going on
we'll
over there?
We'll talk about that.
We'll see you on our couch in the next little bit. Coming up after the break, though.
Okay, the Conservative government has pulled out all the tricks to tie up the Liberal Sustainable Jobs Bill, but a marathon round of voting may bring this all to a close today. Canadian dollar is down a third of a cent this morning in overseas trading. It's now down to 72.78 cents U.S. Gold is up $39.50. Crude oil is up 87 cents to $85.89 a barrel. Midday trading in Europe, markets are up across the board. Triple-digit gains in Frankfurt and Britain.
Off to Asia we go. Markets are up in Tokyo, down in Hong Kong and Shanghai. What about North American markets as we head into the final trading day of the week? Some losses on the Bay Street, slight losses for the Dow Jones, and nice gains for the NASDAQ. We'll see how they do on this Friday, April the 12th.
Members of Parliament are expected to continue a marathon vote this morning, down to the last of 200 amendments added onto a bill on sustainable energy jobs. The Liberals have accused the Conservatives of using artificial intelligence to create this slew of changes and to gum up the government's agenda. The Conservatives deny that. The bill is called the Canadian Sustainable Jobs Act. It outlines how the government has to help prepare emergency workers for new, or energy workers rather, for new skills and job requirements as the world tries to clean up energy production. It requires five-year action plans, regular reporting, and the inclusion of labor and Indigenous leaders in discussions.
Well, the head of Bell Canada defended his company's decision to cut thousands of jobs as he appeared before the House of Commons Heritage Committee. Parliamentarians, they ordered CEO Mirko Bybeck to appear and answer for cutting 9% of BCE's workforce back in February. Liberal, New Democrats and Conservative members, they grilled Bybeck during combative exchanges while he defended his company and blamed factors like a shift in viewing habits away from traditional TV. Now, in a later letter, Unifor says they heard nothing that could justify firing, quote, more than 6,000 people with one hand while hiking executive pay and shareholder payouts with the other.
One of Canada's largest grocers is expanding into telecommunications. Loblaw has announced no-name mobile service. It offers prepaid mobile SIM cards for purchase at all no-frills locations. That's expected to start in the next few weeks. Loblaw says its new no-name mobile cell phone plans are powered by PC Mobile Carrier, which runs on Bell Canada's network. No Name Mobile will offer four plans at the same price as PC Mobile, but with five more megabytes of monthly data. All of the services, though, will be locked to 4G data speeds.
Well, thousands of Ford SUVs have been recalled in Canada and the U.S. because of a gas leak that could cause a fire. The recall covers certain Broncos, not white ones, no, sport SUVs from 2022 and 2023 model years, as well as Escape SUVs from 2022, all with 1.5-liter engines. Instead of repairing leaky fuel injectors, dealers will install a tube to let gasoline flow away from hot surfaces to the ground below the vehicle. So the head of the nonprofit Center for Auto Safety called Ford's remedy for the fuel leaks a Band-Aid type recall and said the company is trying to avoid the cost of repairing the fuel injectors.
Hey, taking a quick break now. Brian's going to be back with your traffic and a very soggy 7-day forecast.
It's April, though. April?
We expect it.
Showers!
6:23 on this wet Friday morning, and oh, we're getting problems on the highways this morning. Because, well, probably for a number of factors, but of course the rain doesn't help. We have a collision here. The camera's at Bronte looking back toward Burloak, so Toronto bound lanes coming towards us. The right shoulder, and it looks like now a couple of right lanes are blocked, so people are squeezing through, so it's a backlog going back to Burloak, back to Appleby Line. So it's kind of causing a problem trying to get out of Burlington, head toward Oakville. To some other MTO traffic cameras, nothing at the 406, nothing south of 2. This is the North Shore Boulevard camera. Then you get into that problem going through Burlington to Oakville. Here's Lorne Park. Look at the spray coming off the tires there. And pretty wet at the 403 in Dundas Street coming out from the Ford plant. And a collision where we really can't see anything as far as our cameras are concerned, is the 403 coming down the Ancaster Hill right at Aberdeen. We've got a couple of lanes blocked, the shoulders blocked with a collision there. Real slow down coming out of Ancaster. Okay, temperature. Temperature this morning starting to fall. The temperature went up to 13 degrees earlier this hour. Now the temperature has fallen again. So really fluctuating temperatures. 10 degrees, Hamilton, Grimsby, 12 Mississauga, 11 for Toronto, Seasonals for this time of year are 11 for a daytime high. Plus one on the plus side. Yay, that's nice to see this time of year. Those are our sun times. We hit 8 o'clock for the sunset, and those are our record temperatures for today. For school today, could be around 12 degrees for the first spell. The rain continues, and then tapering to some scattered showers as the temperature dips as the day goes on. We're going to hit 7 by later on. So 10 to 15 millimeters of precipitation today. Rain continuing, then into scattered showers. Tonight, 3 degrees with showers. Tomorrow, 10 degrees, showers particularly in the morning, then a little bit of clearing. Sunday, it looks like more showers pushing in, cloudy and 14, but we get back into some sunshine for Monday. Monday, a pretty nice day, sunny and 14 degrees. That's your forecast. Annette, Tim.
Okay, thank you.
Our writer and lineup editor, Jonathan, was having a good time with this story. Made him hungry, he said, because the Humboldt trash panda has become something of a cultural icon here in the GTHA. But as an invasive species in Germany, raccoons are a bit less revered. So a Berlin butcher is turning them into meatballs?
Yeah, so originally from North America, raccoons were brought to Germany in the 1930s to be farmed for their fur. But many of them escaped over the years, and they have no natural predators in Germany, so their populations exploded. Now about 300,000 to 400,000 of them are hunted in Germany every year. A butcher, his name is Michael Rice, says he doesn't want to see all of that meat go to waste, so he's turning them into sausages, salami, knackwurst, and more. The butcher says the meat has a soft consistency to it, often described as being fluffy in texture. Okay. He adds he too finds the animals cute, but even cute animals don't spare ducklings and other small creatures, especially in the wetlands. Hey, a fun fact.
Oh, yeah?
The German word for raccoon is Waschbär, because they wash their hands in their food.
Sorry, raccoons wash their hands in their food?
Yeah, they wash. Haven't you ever seen them?
No.
Oh, I observe them almost every morning in my compost bin.
Washing their...
Yeah, so they will wash their... They do this with their little paws.
Oh, okay. Yes. Would you?
I would try it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think